And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
You guys might remember last week we did a questionnaire. We asked you on our questionnaire, basically, how do you get out of speeding tickets? And we got a number of responses. And Mike Schaefer went through a bunch of them, our producer. And we've got one guy. We're going to be doing this throughout the week, talking to people, how they got out of speeding tickets. Listeners, you know, across the country and around the world. And one of them is on the line with us right now from the South Bay. And, Chris, we welcome you to the program. How are you?
Good, Phil. Thank you.
Okay. And I guess the big question for you is you did respond to our questionnaire on how you get out of a speeding ticket. We've interviewed you first. Now, you mentioned that this works for you, but you don't think it's going to work for other guys. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And why?
Well, I do a lot of driving between my home and some of the clubs downtown or in Hollywood, and I'm in the car a lot, and I drive a very, very sweet, it's really a sweet vintage model. I got 86 IROC Camaro, and it's got a T-top. One of the things that I notice about a lot of cops is that they are targeting IROC Camaros lately. And I know it's across the nation. I know in the L.A. area they have that.
Targeting IROC, what are they?
IROC Camaro.
IROC Camaro. Hey, Mike, you drive a Camaro. Is that a pretty sweet Camaro? I mean, I don't know.
Well, I can tell you. You don't have to ask him. I can tell you it's sweet. And I do have a T-top.
Now, you're saying cops target Camaros. I know that I had an old red Chevrolet Blazer once, and I remember a girlfriend's father telling me, take it easy out on the freeway, Phil. I said, why? He says, because cops see red cars easier than other cars?
Well, yeah, but I mean, a Chevy Blazer is not that.
No, I'm not claiming it's hot. I'm just saying that they would notice it.
To that extent, yeah, they do notice cars. But the thing about the IROC Camaro is it could smoke any cop trying to pull me over. And that's why you see a lot of freeway chases. A lot of times guys in these crap wagons and minivans, and they think they can outrun a cop car. My Camaro could, and I'm not saying that I would ever do this.
Well, I was going to ask you, have you ever tried to outrun a cop?
No, sir.
You've never tried to outrun a cop?
No, sir, I've not tried to, no, sir.
Okay, so why do you think your Camaro is...
Well, I mean, look at it. It's sweet. It's got a lot of horsepower, probably about 270 horse. I mean, that's enough to outrun most cop cars. And
all right, but the question is, how do you get out of speeding tickets? So you've never tried to outrun a cop?
No, I've never tried to outrun a cop. And the way that I've gotten out of speeding tickets is I am aware that cops do target IROC Camaros. So what I say basically when a cop pulls me over is, I am aware of my constitutional rights, and I am aware that you're targeting IROC Camaros. I know that you're probably, you know, I'm not saying the cop is jealous. I mean, I think he is jealous that his car is a crap wagon compared to mine. Okay? And
well, let's talk about cops. The cop car is a cop's car, but his home car.
Well, I don't know. A lot of those cops might drive really sweet cars. A lot of them might have really sweet rides. A lot of them might drive, you know, a crap box. You know, I don't know. But when you see some smokey sitting out there, and he's sitting in one of those, you know, really crappy cop, you know, a cop stock model car with bad suspension. Okay, and my IROC comes smoking by, a lot of cops do get jealous. Okay.
All right, let me ask you something. You say you've been pulled over for speeding.
Yes, I have.
And you've talked your way out of tickets.
Yes, I have.
Okay, for instance, like, give me an example of when this happened. What was the last time you got pulled over, and what did the cop tell you?
I was doing 85 and 65.
So that's speeding.
Yeah, it is speeding, but he would not, first of all, he would not have pulled me over if I wasn't a Camaro, and I told him that. I said, because my car is hot, just because my car can get up to 85 doesn't mean I should be picked on, okay? I mean, I have done upwards of 90 on Interstate 5.
You've got as far as high as, because I don't know anything about cars. I mean,
no, but trust me, that's moving, okay? And
were you pulled over for speeding out on 5? Because I know cops target that area.
Well, no, this is just in town. I was doing 85 and 65. And I told the cop when he pulled me over, because I set him straight, and that's what I'm talking about. I told him that, number one, I'm a taxpayer, okay? And that means I pay the salaries of the cops that pull me over. And that means that if I didn't pay, okay, the salaries of the cops that pull me over, they wouldn't pull me over on account of the, you know, they wouldn't be cops in the first place because...
Because the salaries aren't getting paid.
Because the salaries are not getting paid. I tell them that I don't take any crap. And I always say, listen, officer, I wasn't speeding.
Well, oftentimes police have radar to verify.
That's right.
So what do you say to a cop who says he's clocked you at an illegal speed, he's got radar?
I just tell him you're wrong, dude. I said,
well, how do you tell a cop he's wrong when he's got radar?
I just tell him if he's right, I tell him, don't you have some gang member to frame? See, one of the things you have to know, and as long as I'm talking to people while listening to your show, you got to know, tell a cop, okay, first of all, man, why don't you go out and bust some rapist or some burglar or a gang banger? So that's the first thing you tell him. Go out and do your job instead of hassling me because I happen to drive a sweet ride. This one cop, I lectured him about how he ought to bust a rapist or a burglar and not hassle me because I drive a sweet ride.
And you're telling me the cop let you go?
Yes, sir.
Dude, I got. We're talking, by the way, with Chris. He is a listener of ours, and our question is, how do you get out of speeding tickets? And you say, basically, you lecture the police. And
well, I just tell them that I won't back down.
All right. Well, and so you tell them...
Radar don't work right on my car because, first of all, my car is... I keep it very clean. It's very shiny, and the radar will bounce off of a ride that is shiny and that you keep clean. And I don't know if you're familiar with the stealth bomber, but they wash and wax that thing probably, I don't know, you know.
Well, I don't know anything about radar, okay? But
well, I'm telling you.
Okay, so what do you tell you? Radar does not track cars that are what?
If it has a sweet shine to it, okay, what I do is I wash and wax it at least once a week. I know they wash and wax the stealth bomber probably like... I mean, probably every day, on account of what it does. Okay.
Well, look, people have been lecturing cops for more for years. Okay, and 9 times out of 10, it's only going to get a cop more upset and make the ticket worse, don't you think?
I don't know about other people, Mr. Henry, but I'm sure it's the way they present themselves. I show the cop I'm nobody he can mess with. My car is quick, and he knows already I could have outrun him, and that most cops know that I pulled over as a favor to them. Okay, I don't have to pull over on account of...
You feel fairly certain you could outrun any cop that tried to pull you over?
Yes, sir.
So when you pull over, you're doing it as a favor to the cop?
I'm doing it to be within the parameters of the law, and I think the cop recognizes that.
All right, Chris, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This young guy, Chris, you have a Camaro IROC, which is a pretty quick ride, according to you, correct?
Yeah, according to anybody who knows any about cars.
Okay. And you have talked your way out of speeding tickets by simply telling the cop he's wrong. Excuse me. Telling the cop he's wrong. You intimidate him. You back him down. You, in other words, do all the things, Chris, that the rest of us couldn't possibly do that would piss a cop off.
I understand that.
Have you ever been, you say that you intimidate, how do you do that?
Well, first of all, my car, when a cop sees me, he thinks that I might have been in prison because I do have a lot of tats, okay, and I have a box of Marlboro Reds I keep on the dash.
And have you ever been in prison?
I don't necessarily want to answer that. Okay.
So you're pretending that you were in prison?
I'm not pretending necessarily because, you know, I'm not afraid to mix it up if I have to.
And are you telling me you would physically assault a cop?
I'm sorry?
Are you saying you'd physically assault a cop?
No, sir, I'd never do that. But I'm saying when a cop sees me, he knows I got a quick ride, and he knows that if it come down to it, you know, I might be able, maybe he thinks I could beat him up. Okay? And
a cop's going to think you're going to beat him up. Why do I find that very...
Well, Mr. Henry, I talked my way out of tickets because the cop looks at me. I got a note from a cop. Who sent me, he asked me for my name, my address. I said, what for? And he said, I want to send you a thank you note. Because up to that point, he admitted to me that he saw how quick my ride was. And it,
bull crap.
What?
That's bull crap. A cop sent you a thank you note for what? For backing him down?
I swear to God, Mr. Henry, CHP, okay? And I'm not saying it's anything anybody else can do. I'm saying it's something what I do.
All right, how many speeding tickets do you think you've talked your way out of?
Probably about 50%.
Okay, then the question is...
No, I know what you're going to ask. How come not the other 50?
Yeah, why not the other 50%?
The other 50%, I was generally riding with a lady friend or a girlfriend, and cops will always try to look tough if you've got a chick in the car with you, and then they'll say, yeah, here's your ticket, man, trying to make you look bad.
All right, Chris. Mike, was this on his questionnaire?
That's why. Right?
Hold on. Was this on his questionnaire? You back cops down with your intimidating style.
Well, no. Cops know I got a quick ride, and they know they was wrong for pulling over my. See, the IROC Camaro is really quick, and cops know it pisses them off that they know there goes a ride that could probably smoke their cop car. Okay.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. How do you beat a speeding ticket? According to this guy, he's real quick. The radar is inconsistent because he washes and waxes his car to a high shine every week, and because he himself physically is so imposing, cops back down. Now, I've never heard of that. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, Chris, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're talking about how to beat your you beat speeding tickets by basically your physical presence intimidates the police.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to make it sound like I'm some kind of badass or anything, but I do know how to mess it up, and I think police officers recognize that. They just sort of back off of me. That's number one, okay?
Do you think that's a good way to beat a speeding ticket, by having a cop be afraid of you?
Well, no, that I'm just saying that's why probably number one. But number two is because I have a sweet ride. Plus, their radar reading is wrong, man. I have an IROC Camaro, which I keep waxed pretty. If your car is shiny enough, the radar is going to bounce off it.
Yeah, so you said. And you said they wax and wash the stealth bomber every day so that it doesn't have radar picking it up.
Well, the other thing about stealth bombers, the design.
Well, that's what I always thought. The stealth bomber you couldn't pick up on radar because it had an unusual design. But you're saying they also keep it shiny.
Yes, that's exactly right. Ask anybody in the Air Force.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Mark, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, first of all, I just heard him say something about the self-bomber, man. He's such the self-bomber, the reason they can't pick up the self-bomber is because of the alloy metal that it's made out of.
That's right.
It has nothing to do with the fact that it's pretty.
No, I said it's shiny. I said it's shiny.
Yeah, so what is shiny? Yeah, you know what?
What kind of metal?
It's made out of metal.
What kind of metal do you think?
It's made out of metal.
Do you know anything about the IROC Camaro?
Yeah, the IROC Camaro is made out of the same thing as my Chevy.
No, okay, man, so it's made with a special kind of metal.
You're so full of crap. You got no idea about it.
Because let me ask you something. How come 9 out of 10 times I've been pulled over, the cop's radar is probably wrong?
How many times you got pulled over, man?
I don't know, man. Probably in the last year I've been pulled over 20 times.
Is that because you drive like an idiot?
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something, man. The cop can't pick up radar on my car.
You're so full of crap.
Yeah? What kind of ride do you got?
Well, how do you know the cop can't pick up radar on your car?
You just heard this dude say because of the shiny metal they use on a stealth bomber.
Dude, I got a beautiful car, beautiful Monte Carlo, and
do you wax it?
Shiny.
Do you wax it?
Oh man, it's so beautiful. I wax it, I polish it.
Okay.
If you wax it so much, it takes off the shine.
Have you ever tried to beat a speeding ticket?
Man, I don't need to beat a speeding ticket because I obey the law because I'm smarter than the average.
Check it out, man.
Who thinks that he can drive a shiny car.
You ought to try to beat a speeding ticket because the cop's going to tell you they couldn't really get a good read because you wax your car a lot.
You know, I am six foot four, and if I wanted to even intimidate, I couldn't intimidate him. So I don't beat tickets because he come up and I say, yes, sir, no, sir, thank you, sir, okay, I apologize, I may have been going over the speed limit a little bit, and then that's how I beat the ticket, because I respect him.
Yeah, well, my question is, why do you get pulled over so often, Chris? You say you're beating these tickets.
Let me tell you something, and we're just talking among guys right now, okay?
All right.
Sometimes a little bit hard to drive when your girl's doing, kind of a knob gobble.
Yeah, but you're also...
Oh, come on, man.
No, I swear to God.
Man, come on, you don't get, hey, you know, it sounds like you're one of those guys that had the fast cars, and you talk about it, about your the size of your member, because you've got none.
Hey,
making up for it?
Hey, man, I'm only saying that when a cop sees me,
And what cop is going to come up to a car and see your tats and see your Marlboro Reds on the dash and go, ooh, I better back off? You know, the last guy that, remember Rodney King?
Who?
Rodney King.
I don't familiar with him.
You're not familiar with him. A whole town burned down because of the guy.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, this cat was, the cops that pulled him over thought that he'd been in jail because he was buff, and the first thing they did to him was tase him. So maybe someday somebody's going to see a tats and just go ahead and put a taser on you. What do you think of that?
Then they'd be violating my constitutional rights.
Hey, Phil?
Yes, sir.
What is that? Is it called compensation? What you're trying to make up for something you don't have?
Yeah, you're trying to compensate.
Look, both
yeah,
you guys,
yeah,
hey,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
Okay, if you've never been driving down the road while your girl's doing a nibble nub, okay, dude, then you don't know what I'm talking about.
Hey, you know what? I respect my girl more than that.
Exactly.
Just have her duty in the car, you're pinnacle. You don't got no ideas, man.
Hey, man, I don't know. All my cats are temporary, too.
Oh, so. You are a real man. Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that?
You can't take the pain of a real tattoo, man.
No, man, I got to get a job. I'm trying to get a job.
I have a job, and I got it a place where my shirt doesn't show. You know, I'm smarter than the average IROC driver. You know what I'm saying?
Have you got an IROC?
I don't have an IROC. I got a 1976 Monte Carlo. It's just
is it
beautiful.
Sweet? It's sweet.
All right.
It's a beautiful
ride. Right. Thanks for calling. Okay, IROC, not an IROC. Whether they're using titanium metal on the stealth bomber or whether you just wash and wax that thing every day so that the Russians can't pick it up on radar, the fact is that you're saying you're backing down cops.
Through it, because they're afraid.
Because they're afraid.
That's right.
And that is how you beat speeding tickets.
That, in my opinion, yes, sir. I mean, but it's not just that. I tell them, I got a constitutional right, and you can't pick on me on account I have a sweet ride.
I wonder if you put it exactly that way to the cop, you know.
Yeah, I tell him. I mean,
hey, cop, don't pick on me. I got a sweet ride. Bill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yes.
Hey, what seems to be Chris's major problem here? He's just got an awful chip on his shoulder, don't he? Don't you suppose if you show respect, you get respect? That's
no,
I
show respect. I just, the cop told, he's not showing me respect.
He's not showing you respect?
No.
What, pulling
why,
you over?
Why is he pulling me over? Why doesn't he pull over somebody else?
Listen, man, I've had a license for 32 years, but I don't imagine I've been pulled over about twice in those 32 years. I've had hot rods, too.
What kind of ride do you have?
Right now, nothing. But
okay,
I'm telling
well,
you,
there
over,
you go, man.
Over
you're
a course of 32 years, buddy, you know, if you drive right, keep your nose clean, you don't have these problems.
Hey, if you're walking, man, I don't have problems, man. I don't.
You say you're talking your way out of these tickets.
That's right.
But what this guy is saying is you get more by being respectful to the cop.
No, he's got no right to her. When I pulled over and the cop walks up to my car, you know the first thing I do?
What?
I rev it up to about 6,000 RPM just to show him what's up. What do you think about that? Yeah. You don't have
like
nothing
you guys,
to think about
you guys
that.
Are serious.
I rev it up to 6,000 RPM,
yeah.
And I've seen more than one cop like to crap his pants.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Well, if you don't believe me,
imagining
man,
your own mind or
hey,
what?
Dude, I got. I'm telling you, I beat tickets. Have you?
Yeah, that's
beat
great
tickets?
For you. You
got pulled over
tickets.
Twice.
You talk
county.
About playing within the law and being respectful.
Well,
you know, you got to grow up, man. Sooner or later, you got to start playing by the rules. Everybody
are you
else
quiet?
Does.
You're running down the road going fast. The cop's going to pull you over.
I got to look at it. Everybody does like race the speed limit. It just so happens my car can juice up. The reason this guy only got two tickets because he don't have no car. He's jaywalking.
Hey, pal,
man,
let me tell you something. I've been in all 48,
hey,
lower
dude,
48, the
dude,
continental United States.
Hey,
I don't need no guff from somebody that's got a,
hey, dude,
a major malfunction in between the ears.
Hey, dude, call me up next time you talk your way out of a jaywalk ticket.
Oh, you're hard ass.
Yeah,
you?
He. You
yeah,
really
hey,
think...
I'm impressed by you
right.
And your tattoos
right.
And your attitude, you know
yeah.
What I mean?
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show back in a moment.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
That's all I'm talking about.
Hold on. You're going down the street. You're saying you're getting pulled over most of the time, right?
No, I'm saying the 50% of the time I get pulled over when I'm with a chick.
and you can't control the car.
All I'm saying is, like I said, that last guy, it's hard to control a car, man, when, you know, your girlfriend's doing a knob nibble on you. And
okay, can we grow up a little bit with all of this sexual talk? You're talking about...
No, that's what's happened. That's why the car's weaving.
The car is weaving. Well, then maybe what you ought to do is have your girlfriend not do that, okay?
All right. I mean, Mr. Ernie, you asked me how I'd be... Once I told the Scott to hold on until she finished, but I guess you don't want to hear about that, right?
No, sir, I don't. And you're telling me you told a cop to hold on until she finished?
Yeah, I said I need to clean up, and I mean, I don't know what you're asking me.
Well, you're trying to tell me that a cop is going to stand there and wait while your girlfriend finishes giving you oral sex?
That cop did, yeah.
What cop? Where?
It was CHP.
California Highway Patrol stood there and waited for her to finish on you.
If you don't believe what I'm...
No, I do not believe that. I don't believe there's a cop in existence today, except in America, maybe in Mexico, that would stand there and go, oh, well, hold on, pal, I don't want to bother you.
Well, he was being polite. I mean, all I'm saying is he knows that he was lucky that I pulled over.
Well, that's another thing, because you got a hot IROC. You're doing a cop a favor by pulling him over. Unbelievable.
Hey, man, you know, you walk a walk, you talk a talk, a walk a walk.
Talk a talk, walk a walk? I don't know what that means.
I guess you want me to hang up if you want to make fun of me.
No, you said that. You talk a talk, walk a walk. What does that mean?
If you talk a talk, you should walk a walk. Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, there he goes. He hung up on me. There he goes. If you talk a walk a talk. I don't know what the hell this cat was saying, man, but it didn't make any sense. Call the guy back, Mike. Call him back and tell him that we're sorry, or whatever his problem is. He's coming on here with a lot of far-out stuff, is all I'm saying. Cop waited there while she finished. Mr. Norton?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I couldn't understand what you were saying. Are you saying if you talk the talk, you got to walk the walk?
Yes, sir. And you purposefully misinterpreted what I was saying, even though because you want to make fun of me. And I'm saying it's fair, and I'm basically what the word when you're telling the truth?
Credibility?
Yeah, that's being called in a question.
All right, I don't mean to call your credibility in a question. I'm not trying to call you a liar. I'm just saying that some of this stuff is, like, amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's why I said on the questionnaire, not everybody can do it.
1-800-449-8686. Susie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say, is it about the guest that you guys have on right now? I totally question his credibility. I think it is a whole bunch of crap.
Oh, yeah? Well,
yes, I definitely do. You are the most immature man I think I've ever sat and listened to.
What I'm saying is, Mr. Hendry...
That your ride is so hot, and you just have chicks, and you can blow cops off, and it is such crap.
Oh, really? Mike, I can outrun any cop car out there, okay?
Oh, I know, because you are so cool.
Hey, you know what? Like I say, if you talk a talk, walk a walk.
It is almost amazing to me that you even get a date. And I'm sure that after this little conversation
okay.
you had on the air here, that it's going to go way down.
No. Let me tell you something, okay?
What you're talking about here, Mr. Norton, is a basic disrespect for the law and for police. And there's nothing wrong...
Ooh.
And for women.
Ooh, a disrespect of police.
And
you know,
women.
And the bottom
you
line is,
it's
a safety issue.
What? I disrespect who?
The women?
I'm not disrespecting
Oh, can you
women.
Hold on? I just jizzed on my shirt. What is that?
That's what I talked to the cop about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and what is this whole thing? You're driving down the road and you can't keep it under control because your girl is giving you oral sex.
Then maybe you shouldn't do it.
The guy said to me, why you get pulled over? I said, it's tough to control a car when you're getting a knob nibble. That's what I was
saying. And have you ever thought of, like, going home and doing that?
Okay, yeah, but I'm saying, hey, I'm 28 years old, okay? I'm enjoying life. If a cop sees a lady's head going up and down, don't you think he'd have a decency to not pull you over right away?
Well, I have to be honest and tell you, you sound more like you're 16.
Yeah, you don't sound like a grown-up guy, okay?
Well, here's all
I'm
going to say. Here's something, Susie. If you ever get lucky enough to sit in my IROC, I got metallic blue. It's metallic blue. I got flame decals, okay?
Oh, and I wish I was so lucky.
No, 270 horse with a T-top.
And if you
want
to know, I prefer old classic cars.
270 horse with a T-top. So check it out.
Okay, Susie, I agree with you. There's a maturity thing that is seriously lacking here.
Ooh, this maturity thing. Mr. Ernie, you asked me to fill out a
questionnaire?
Yes, sir, questionnaire. And that's Susie, wherever she is right now. I guarantee you sit inside my ride, you'd be gobbling cone by the first red light. And if I got a 20-minute drive and time to kill, why not get her to shut up and do something productive? God damn, man.
All right, watch your language and watch how you're putting things here, okay? Because it's getting a little far afield. We're supposed to be talking about beating a speeding ticket, not time to kill with whatever girl you've talked into your car that night. Larry, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir, good.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
Can we talk for a second about the car and go get away from the women for a minute?
Whatever, man.
Yeah, you said you got a really cherry 87 IROC.
I got IROC Camaro, T-top.
Yeah. I've got a 99 Z28.
Yeah.
A special order T-tops. It comes with an LS1.
Did you special order the
T-top? Hugger orange with black stripes.
Did you special order the T-top?
Well, whatever, man.
Huh?
It's like a show car.
Do you wax it every day?
Not every day, but I don't drive it in the rain, and I keep it in the garage. It's real, real clean.
Okay, it's sweet, right?
That's what I was going to say.
It's sweet. Okay, so you could back me up. No cop car's radar is going to be effective on a sweet car, right?
Well, I tell you what.
No other thing that I have, Mr. Henry?
Will you let this guy finish?
No, I just want to say that I have the Yosemite Sam mud flaps that say get back, and I have Moon Disc hubcaps.
Oh,
what?
Okay, listen.
What?
It's got 352 horse to the rear wheels because it's had some work done to it.
Am I right? No, it doesn't. It's got 270.
He's talking about his car, not yours.
I'm talking about mine. It's 352 to the rear wheels, and it probably will.
Is that legal?
Outrun a car. A cop car here. I'm in Texas, but you're in California. Don't you have to go by the special EPA?
I don't know what that is.
Emission standards, okay?
Don't you have special emission standards in California that you have to abide by?
Do you got a chain steering wheel?
No.
Okay, I do.
That doesn't make your car faster.
What?
And that does what?
Doesn't make your car faster because you got a chain steering wheel and Yosemite Sam mud flaps. Jeez. Like, that was like 1981, those things. What are you talking about?
What kind of car you got, Mr. Henry?
I got like a truck.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to tell me all about it? I don't think so.
Hey,
Larry.
Do
you have...
Let him finish, okay?
Wait. What kind of police cars are they using out there?
CHP? Those are probably the fastest rides of all the highway
patrol.
What
are they using? What
do
they use?
Doesn't the California Highway Patrol use Camaros, or what do they got, Mike? They got Capris? A Capri? A Chevy Caprice?
Oh, that's a pig. I get out around a Caprice. The gas cap door on the side is capped in gold-plated metal. Just the door to the gas cap. It's so sweet.
Man, you know what?
I know where to put the gas.
Yeah, otherwise, put it in the back seat?
Next time they stop you, man, they gotta check and see what you're smoking.
The cop cars, California cop cars, Ford Crown Victorias.
Well, those are pigs. Those are rolling pig bins. Don't you think?
They got huge engine blocks.
Don't they have Mustangs up in California? And I've seen them with Mustangs, and I've seen
them
with Camaros.
Yeah, but my IROC
stock at 320 horse.
My IROC, it'd outrun them all.
Yeah.
On account of the fact that you keep it waxed every day so it's not picked up on radar.
Right.
Do you know the radar picks up on your license plate, not your paint job? Are you aware of that?
Are you sure about that?
I guarantee it.
What sources are you citing?
What?
Well, where'd you hear about that?
It picks
where'd
up
I hear about it?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I've got
you
a
get that on Click and Clack
myself.
Were you
that first thing they aim for is a license plate. If you'll notice, your license plates are specially made to reflect.
Well, here's the whole thing, man. CHP used to have Mustangs, but the Camaro IROC is sweetest, so it blew it away.
Oh, Lord.
It blew away all the chipper Mustangs. I got neon around my plate, man, so that distracts the radar.
Yeah.
Boy, crap.
I ain't getting nowhere.
You guys
out of
his
freaking mind. You.
All right, man.
I tried.
You got neon around your license plate. It distracts the radar.
Yes.
Yeah,
the neon bounces it off.
Man.
Hey, man.
See y'all later.
Hey, dude, the neon bounces it off.
Doesn't?
The neon bounces
it off. And you can wax it till you're green in the face, and it has nothing to do with that radar.
Well,
get a grip, man.
Get a firm grip. okay? Other than your girlfriend getting a grip, why don't you?
There you go.
Yeah, that's gay.
Okay. Thanks very much, sir. Thanks for your call. All right, well, good luck. Good luck to you, Chris. I got neon, so it distracts the radar off my license plate. 1-800-449. What's our number? 1-800-449-8686. What did he say to you, Mike? His tinted windows reflect the radar back of the cop, and it reads the cop speed? Oh, okay. It's the Phil Hendry Show.